Hello, I'm Anthony Cangelosi, a program manager on the Visual Studio platform team. Visual Studio is now integrated with the new Visual Studio Online services. Today I'm going to show you some of the new connected features in Visual Studio 2013 and talk about the benefits of signing into your IDE. When you start Visual Studio 2013 for the first time, you'll see a new first launch experience that will help you get connected to Visual Studio Online. Now you can skip signing in if you'd prefer not to by clicking on Not Now, Maybe Later. This will start Visual Studio with a 30-day trial to evaluate the product. You can apply a product key at any time. You can obtain a product key from MSDN, your volume licensing manager, or the retail site where you purchase Visual Studio, like the Microsoft Store. The product key will fully unlock your copy of Visual Studio. But I think there's a lot of benefits that you'll find useful in signing into Visual Studio, so let's get started. First, when you sign into Visual Studio, you'll immediately be connected to a Visual Studio Online profile, where your settings can be synchronized to any device that you connect to Visual Studio Online. Also, when you sign into Visual Studio, we'll automatically discover all of your team accounts that you have access to, so that you don't have to manage or manually enter your own server URLs. Finally, if you're an MSDN customer, Visual Studio will automatically discover your MSDN subscription and unlock the IDE for you, so no more product keys to mess with. Now, when you sign in to Visual Studio, you'll need to use a Microsoft account. We don't support organizational accounts yet, but we will soon. You can choose any Microsoft account to sign in with, but it's best to use one that represents you uniquely. On a Windows 8 or a Windows 8.1 device, this is often the account that you have associated with your device as the primary identity for that device. Now, if you're an MSDN subscriber, signing in with your Microsoft account associated with that subscription will give you additional benefits and unlock the ID automatically for you. Now, if you don't have an account, or if this is the first time you're signing in, just create one and then sign in, and Visual Studio will automatically unlock a 90-day trial to evaluate the product. The first time you sign into Visual Studio, you'll need to register some basic information to sign up for Visual Studio Online. Once you create your profile, you can then go and pick your preferred development settings, as well as your preferred profile, and start Visual Studio. VS will automatically remember these settings as part of your profile so that you don't have to set them the next time you sign into Visual Studio. Once signed in, Visual Studio immediately starts synchronizing settings for you, including your profile selection, themes, fonts and colors you choose through the editor, as well as other appearance settings, your keyboard shortcuts, environment aliases, text editor settings, and startup settings. When I sign into Visual Studio from another machine, like my home machine, or a laptop, or a remote machine, I can start up Visual Studio, sign in with the same account, Visual Studio will connect to Visual Studio's online services, download my profile, and immediately start synchronizing settings. I can go ahead and change settings on either of these devices, and Visual Studio will make sure both devices stay in sync and connected. Now, once I've signed in, I can go and connect to a Visual Studio Online account using the Connected Team Foundation Server menu, select a team project, and Visual Studio will automatically discover all of the accounts that I have access to and am a member of. Selecting an account will connect to that account using the credentials that I use to sign into Visual Studio's IDE. I can connect to a team project, but if I preferred, I could also switch to a different identity and sign in under a different Microsoft account. Once I connect, my Visual Studio Online account is available within Team Explorer, but when Team Explorer is not visible, the ID card in the upper right-hand corner gives me a summary of all the accounts I have connected, including the primary Microsoft account, that is my Visual Studio profile, as well as the active Visual Studio Online server, team project, and the identity used to connect to that account. If I want to view my profile, I can click on Account Settings and go to View Profile. Of course, I can sign out if I prefer or change my identity, as well as see a summary of the licensing information for Visual Studio. If I have a product key to unlock Visual Studio, I can go here and change my product license and enter the product key here. Today we walked through signing in and connecting to Visual Studio and Visual Studio's online services to take advantage of the new Visual Studio synchronized settings, integration with Team Explorer, and your MSDN account. To get started, just go to visualstudio.com and download the trial. Thank you.